Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we have a very important Tuesday edition lined up for you. Feels like a Monday with a holiday yesterday. Already the fourth day of September 2007. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Another very important broadcast lined up for you. Mike Rivero joins us once a month, and I can't think of a better time for him to be joining us with all of this serious Iran war news in front of us. So many people think that they're not going to attack Iran because the American people are 70%+ against it in major polls. You don't understand. The globalists don't care. And it does appear, in fact, the evidence shows that they are prepared to go into Iran. We'll be discussing that in great detail in the second hour. Then for about 20 minutes, I've got Deborah Jean Palfrey joining us. We first interviewed her a few months ago. Since then, she's gone more public on who her clientele list was, the D.C. madam. So she'll be joining us for about 20, 30 minutes. And then, of course, Luke Radowski in the last 20 minutes of the transmission or so, because I want to tell you more about what's coming up in New York for the important 6th anniversary. So Luke Radowski of WeAreChange.org will be joining us coming up in the third hour as well. We will have open phones when Mike Rivero's on with us, and I'll also take some phone calls at the end of this hour on any issue, any news item, any topic, but I will, once I go to you, move quickly through the calls. 1-800-259-9231. First-time callers, if you tell us you're a first-time caller, you go to the head of the line, 1-800-259-9231. And if you're somebody calling in who disagrees, you then trump even first-time callers. Troy from West Virginia called in Sunday, but then he seemed crestfallen or beaten. He didn't really say much. He just kind of whimpered pathetically on the line, then denied that he ever called in on the studio line and posed, and then claimed basically that he just never even got publicly spanked here on air by everybody calling Daddy's dealership and, quote, firing him. So who knows? Troy might even pop in today. But he definitely did not sound happy. Okay, side issue. We have all these serious things going on. I'm talking about some ne'er-do-well from West Virginia. Here's the type of headlines I have in the stack in front of me today. Human-animal embryo study wins approval. Cross-human chimeras to be legally created. And I've been doing this for decades. Now they're just announcing it. So we'll go over that report that is in the London Guardian. There's another one here out of, this is London, the London Evening Standard. Very important report. The big news up on PrisonPlanet.com. Cheney orders media to shell attack on Iran. You heard me right. Fox News, Wall Street Journal instructed to launch PR blitz for upcoming military strike. So we'll be getting into that unbelievably important report. Edwards backs mandatory preventative care. This broke over the weekend, and somehow I did the Sunday show and didn't even cover it. That's just so much important stuff. He says that it doesn't matter if you're 17 years old, 15, 10, 5, 100. You'll be forced every year to go in and get government exams. I'm going to break down what this really means. They can sell well-meaning people on it by saying, well, thousands of people would survive every year if millions total in the world, if they were forced to have yearly checkups. That's not exactly true, so we're going to break that down early in the transmission today. Meanwhile, tying into all the military news, Chinese military hacked into the Pentagon. That is confirmed. Another story here out of the Financial Times of London is reporting that credit crisis has all the hallmarks of a classic bank run. I mean, just such important news. The quickening is happening right now. Everything is accelerating. Time, space, technological developments, war making, conflict, passion. Everything is accelerating. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. JonesReport.com and InfoWars.net are just two of the websites.
Now, you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth, and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription, and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Rush Limbaugh was discovered by Roger Ailes, who'd been a top Republican strategist, TV and radio station manager and owner. AM radio was dying in the early 1980s, and he was able to go and lease satellite time on a General Electric satellite and put Rush Limbaugh on hundreds of stations, and then go around and do PR promotions with the Republican Party to literally re-energize AM radio. And for that, that's an unintended consequence of these guys, but it certainly did happen. And it saved AM radio. There's a lot of great information comes out on AM. I mean, even if you've got government stooges running the shows in many cases, or people that are camp followers and just agree with the ideology of big government and that basically poses conservatives, still it allows people to call in. It's a long format where people have a lot of guests, and it is inducive towards more critical thinking and serious political discussions. It's a lot better than the 20-second soundbite of television. In a country, in a world where people don't read anymore predominantly, it's a godsend. But Rush Limbaugh and others literally came up and grew up into all of this as top Republican strategists. And Limbaugh of 15, 20 years ago is a 180 from the Limbaugh of today. I remember Rush Limbaugh saying that Gloria Steinem was CIA and that Gloria Steinem was hired to create Miss Magazine to break up the family and get women to have to work so they'd have to pay taxes. I didn't believe it, and my mother really wasn't what you'd call a modern, quote, feminist, but she did have the book on the shelf. I was still in high school then. I pulled it off the shelf, looked at the back of the book, found it in the glossary, in the index, and sure enough, Gloria Steinem was admitting that she was CIA and that Miss Magazine was CIA. You won't hear anything like that out of Rush Limbaugh now. So I'm digressing. He was not as controlled back then, and maybe Roger Ailes wasn't. It was a different Republican Party 20 years ago. That's when Limbaugh really got syndicated nationally. Hard to believe that was 20 years ago. And I was listening to him right when he got syndicated. I mean, I was in high school. I was like a junior. To give you an idea of how old I am. And here I am. I have all this world news in front of me, all this information, and I'm getting off into the history of Rush Limbaugh. And that's because that's the way I think. It's the way I operate. It's like when I see a headline, Cheney orders media to shell attack on Iran, I get up here on air and I say, even general listeners are going to have trouble believing that Dick Cheney actually orders Rush Limbaugh around. And then I think, well, how do I explain that history to them? And then I think about the history of Rush Limbaugh and who's behind him and how Roger Ailes is the head of Fox News. And I think about how they're behind Hillary. And then I think about all the evidence of Clinton being CIA and being a protege case officer under George Herbert Walker Bush. And I think about all the evidence of that and how it's staged and how I want to spend time warning the listeners and giving you footnotes and evidence and facts and proof of that. I mean, that's really the problem. And why I get frustrated more often than not and blow up on air, it's because verbally it's so hard to even put out all of this data and research and information because it's all interconnected, it's all cross-indexed in my brain. But let me just put it simply. A Sean Hannity, a Rush Limbaugh, are directly on government payroll in many cases. And by that, Rush Limbaugh is paid more than his show makes. There's been press reports on that. I mean, the guy gets a $290-something million salary on top of tens of millions a year of other payments. And then you look at the indexes and the numbers and the filings, he doesn't even make that much money for the network or stations. Well, that's separate. The stations are a separate entity. For the network. And then you say, well, what's going on there? Well, you hear who his advertisers are. It is a paid propaganda placement. That's why you hear Dick Cheney on there every other week. That's why you hear the heads of all the federal agencies on there, because he is in the inner circle. Now, others just know where their bread is buttered. They came up the Republican politics. They learned to be establishment hacks. They learned to be operatives, and they know what the talking points are that are put out by Fox News and the Wall Street Journal and others every morning, and then they go out and parrot those talking points. The Democrats do the exact same thing through their mediums. And at the committee chairman and above level, they're all intermarried, they all vacation, their kids are married to each other. It is a complete joke. And I know we talk a lot about that, but that's really the key here. When you hear a neocon get up, or you hear this America Watch group spending millions of dollars every few days running TV, radio, and print ads saying, we don't need to be cowards, we don't need to surrender, America doesn't need to pull out of Iraq, remember, they represent the people that are ending our currency, that are ending our borders, that are ending our sovereignty, that are going after our Second Amendment, that doubled the size of the federal government, that doubled the number of agents and tripled the funding for the BATF. And if you just go down a chart of what is unconservative, un-American, unlibertarian, unfree market, they fit the bill. From bid rigging to insider trading to just you can run the gamut. Corruption the likes of which we've never seen or even dreamed of. I, studying history, modern history, ancient history, I've studied a lot of it, cross-referenced, nothing other than Caligula for just sheer insanity, marrying his horse and making it the head of the Senate and having them read portends out of its manure. All of that happened. So I guess Caligula and Nero had them top, but that's about it, just for general craziness. But they do have the male madams and the underage people and the rest of it in there at the White House. And so I guess in a way, they may start marrying horses and reading the horse manure as you read tea leaves or bones or tarot cards. I mean, it may come to that level of just wanton, mindless, careening bedlam. They like being on the edge. They like coming right up to World War III. They want to start World War III. They want to put you on FEMA camps because they can. Stalin could, Hitler could, Mao could, Pol Pot could, Fidel Castro could, hundreds and hundreds of others could, so they did. Idi Amin could, so he did. They like it. They're bored. I mean, Bush, the president, with his brother, drove 170, 200-mile-an-hour high-speed sea boats and were in multiple races that people died in. They skydive, which is tame. They're involved in other, you know, dangerous things because they're bored, folks. They like watching buildings blow up. They like watching planes fly into towers. They like killing people. They're nihilistic. They're suicidal. They're insane. And their controllers are, by and large, the Rothschilds or Rockefellers. They're old. They want to see the game plan. They want to see the New World Order before they go. You've got to understand their basic psychology. So you read a headline like, Cheney orders media to sell attack on Iran. Paul wrote a 5-page article. And I called him up this morning. I said, great article, but I said, there's nothing in there. Or the photo of, 2 years ago, all the Republican talk show hosts, like 10 of them, around Bush, literally being given orders. I mean, they even publicly give the orders. Why don't you add that? Or add the $1.8 billion in fake news. That was just in one package for prescription drugs. What about the tens of billions others for buying reporters? Conservative talk show host Armstrong Williams. I've been on his show many times where he attacked me each time. Hey, he's getting $240,000 in two separate payments. He was into his second year of payments. That's $484,000. So $488,000 just to fly around the country and give 15 speeches a year and to say on his show that Head Start's conservative. And I only use that example because that's the one you know about. The media focused on him and a couple others and a New York Times writer with aluminum tubes getting a few hundred grand each time she wrote a story. That's pretty darn good, write a story, get a couple hundred grand. He better believe these neocon talk show hosts pull the line. Toe the line. Limbaugh gets 290-something mil in a 9-year contract, plus more than 15 mil a year in merchandise and other considerations. What does that come out to? Hundreds of millions of dollars. And so, just to read that headline, people are emailing and posting and saying, oh, you're making that up. No, we're not making that up. I could talk for 10 hours and never stop, just literally. That's not a figure of speech, just covering how they're bought and paid for. I could tell the story of how I was approached 7 years ago and they just said point blank. They said, you want to make $1 million plus a year just to start, or do you want to be a loser? You got the right stuff, Mr. Jones. You can go right to the top. You can replace Rush Limbaugh. But you've got to turn to the dark side. And I said, you know what you can do? You can take it, and you know what you can do with it. That's how real this is.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I was listening to Michael Savage yesterday. He was talking about how Ritalin's destroying our children, how it's meant to destroy men, men that would be leaders. He was talking about how bad chocolate is for children. He was talking about all these things that I've seen real medical reports on that I know are true. But then he goes into how Bush is fighting the one world government when he's bought and paid for it. His daddy announced it and Bush pushes it and is signing us on to carbon taxes now. See, that's what they do. Savage is a lot better than Limbaugh or Hannity, who can't hide the fact that they're operatives. He is very, very good at 95% truth and then slipping in those key lies when it comes to killing all the Muslims or the Arabs or the rest of it. It's very, very convincing. It's like I saw some PBS TV show a few months ago about Winston Churchill. And it was shot in 35 millimeter film, and it was on PBS, and my mouth was hanging open how good it was, and it had me liking him by the end. But I knew that wasn't the truth. I knew he wasn't anti-socialist. He was on the surface, but he really helped push it and set it up. I knew that it was a big scam. I knew that what they were saying was, much of it was lies. But it doesn't matter. They're good at what they do. That's why they're in control, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why we have to become conscious of the lying and become aware of what they're doing. 91% of the American people in major Gallup polls, and I say that number because repeatedly 91% has come up, but you can be conservative, 80-plus percent. But the polls now show 90-plus, but let's be conservative, 80-plus percent. Want the borders shut and to control our sovereignty and to get it back. Government doesn't care. They just move forward against us. 90-plus percent don't want toll roads in Texas. They just do it and then say they're not going to put toll roads on the toll roads until everybody goes back to sleep a few months ago. And now they announced on TV and radio yesterday, guess what? We're going to put toll roads on all the roads unless you let us have a gas tax increase. And then we'll only put toll roads on some. See how that lie works? Oh, well, if you give us a gas tax, it won't be on all the roads. Well, the underlying lie there is that we have the TxDOT. This is just looking at one state. It's the same everywhere. With Texas having $6 billion in 2005 surplus and $8 billion in surplus gas tax in 2006. And each year, those surpluses just pile up into the tens of billions. Folks, University of Texas in one fund has got over $40 billion in liquid cash, not even pension funds or investments. And they just raised taxes on the parking. They just increased the tuition, and they're going to increase it again, they just said, because you're here to be raped. See, until you get mad and figure it out. So you think the UT's bad. The state won't even let people know what its total surpluses are. Those are just leaks that have come out in internal documents, and TxDOT has said they're accurate, but still they're not going to comment on them. I don't know. I mean, if they had $6 billion one year, $8 billion the next, and billions and billions each year before that, I have no idea how much money they've got. And they're not going to tell you. They won't even tell the legislature. And they've got DPS intelligence and thousands of men with weapons that'll enforce whatever they say. By the way, I've got the San Antonio Express News this weekend on that issue of mainline churches with the DPS in them in Texas spying on everybody. Mainline peace groups, mainline conservative groups. They work for the corporations that own this state. Again, Texas, a microcosm. I don't care if you live in North England. I don't care if you live on the pirate coast in Cornwall. I don't care if you live in Brittany in France. I don't care where you live. You're under these people. And it comes down to that real simple. Hey, we got people with low IQs with weapons. And if we say you're a criminal, they'll come after you. You got it? Bottom line, and I know I'm all over the map because it's all interconnected. But see, that's what life's like for me because I'm informed. Because I know about toll roads and taxes and water districts and defense spending and committees. I've become an expert on that instead of football. That'd be like if I got up on air and you're a UT fan and I was announcing that Vince Young just played Arkansas last Saturday. You'd go, Vince Young's in the NFL. And I said, no, he's not. Well, see, that's the same thing when I hear somebody on the news from TxDOT going, we don't have enough money. We need to raise the gas tax and have toll roads on existing roads. It's a total lie. But you don't know that. See? And we're unable to reach most of the people. And so they just get lied to and get raped and raped.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice. It says, worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your 3 free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency Technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Friends, when you've got a White House telling you the torture's good, when you've got a White House that wants to attack a third country and is openly saying that Congress has no authority over the continuity of government, but that it's under United Nations control, I have the actual Homeland Security document, now declassified. We are in a total crisis. And I know there are good police and good military and good men and women out there listening in every stripe and every sector of life. And I'm telling you, it's time for you to stop being in denial. It's time for you to choose sides and decide if you stand with the Republic for which it stands or against its enemies, foreign and domestic. I assure you, I am not the enemy of this Republic. I bleed red, white, and blue. And I am so tired of watching traitorous, larcenous, wolves in sheep's clothing deceive my brethren, and to see you just so gullible, like lambs to the slaughter, being led by these Judas goats. I am so tired of it. I know we got loaded phone lines, and I'm going to get to your calls here in just a few minutes, but I want to run through just the type of news I've got here in front of me. Friday, we talked about how the new SPP meeting, Bush signed another secretive order. And it's all up on PrisonPlanet.com. Paul did a big story about it on Sunday with Jerome Corsi, Dr. Corsi's information, and right out of the multi-hundred-page document where it says the UN runs our government, runs our military, runs NORTHCOM during emergencies. Meanwhile, that couples, you see, with PDD 51 saying Congress has nothing to do with it. Right there was high treason. Right there was martial law. That is engaging it, taking the safety off, putting their trigger on it, putting their finger on the trigger. And then you fund the martial law with the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. And you, it's just, you put it all together. It's unbelievable. Each one of these things is an abomination. Each one of these is off the chart. Each one of these is grade A, WDA choice brand tyranny. And you put them together, it's diabolical. And the incredible thing is it's right out in the open. And they got their neocon talk show host everywhere talking about how we should be put in prison if we're against the war because we're fighting terrorists, and then if you are against the war, it means you're for the terrorist, and we need to put people in work camps, and we need to, and Malkin writes books about let's put everybody in camps and calls it the case for camps. And I have her on the show, and she defends putting people in camps. I mean, they're just nuts, man. But look at this story. Cheney orders media to sell attack on Iran. Fox News, Wall Street Journal instructed to launch PR blitz for upcoming military strike. And you put this together with all the aircraft carriers waiting, with globalist forces, used to be known as the U.S. military, grabbing Iranian diplomatic people. 3 years ago, putting U.S. special forces into Iran, staging terror attacks all over the country. Comes out mainstream news here, and the government says, yeah, we're trying to topple them. But don't you dare fight back. Sending insurgents in over their western border. Every time they fight back, they call it military incursions into Iraq. Calling Iranian Shiites Sunnis, opposite group. Calling them Al-Qaeda, opposite group. Just la-la land level lying. I mean, these lies are so big, it's like saying Roger Staubach is still in the NFL and is the first-string quarterback for the Cowboys. No, this isn't 1975. I mean, it's just, I'll start using those type of analogies to try to reach in, you know, to people. That's like claiming that, I don't know, who's some famous football player from 60 years ago. That's like saying Babe Ruth still plays for the Yankees. And we're going to watch Babe Ruth tonight. I mean, it's just, they lie to you with lies that are so big. I know I keep saying that. It just blows me away. It's fait accompli. I mean, it's force majeure. What is even the reason to even debate this? You got to remember the general public doesn't know where the U.S. is on a map, folks. But they know that Al-Qaeda wants to get them. And they think Al-Qaeda, they think Iran is Australia on maps. I mean, they just don't know. Dick Cheney has ordered top neocon outlets, including Fox News, the Wall Street Journal, to unleash a PR blitz to sell a war with Iran from today, according to Barnett Rubin, a highly respected Afghanistan expert in New York Times at New York University. And then you add to all this how Israel's saying, we want you to attack. Israel's saying they may go ahead and attack. Bush is saying he may go ahead and attack. Sarkozy comes out and says, we may attack. I support an attack. I mean, there's 100 other points. I mean, they really are getting ready to do it. And just like I told you a year ago, they do this on purpose. They say they're going to attack in 2006 just so it'll become a foregone conclusion psychologically. Like most of us listening, we don't want to attack Iran. 70%+ of Americans don't want to attack Iran. 70%+ of the troops in major polls don't want to attack Iran. But just because we've been hearing about it for the last few years, it kind of becomes like, okay, get it over with. Or deep down in the sick area of our souls, which we all have, I want to go ahead and see that, see what'll happen. I want to just I've been hearing about it so much. It's people go to crash up derbies to see people get hurt and people die. You don't go to NASCAR to see them race. People go to see them wreck. Dale Earnhardt's a big hero subconsciously for everybody because he died. People like seeing that. And so at a sick level, it's even, and I'm able to analyze it and look at it, at a sick level, I'm even like, well, let's go ahead and see it then. Let's go ahead and have that war. I've been hearing about it so much. And see, it's the same thing. And it does something else. All these patriots and truth tellers, they get out and say the attack is on the 15th. The attack is on the 21st. The attack is on the... Then they lose all credibility. And the people then get worn out. They attacked Iraq a year after they said, we're going to attack in March of 02, guaranteed. I got on air and I said, it's going to be March of 03, folks. Not just that they like to string these things out, but also because... The Bilderberg Group says that's when it's going to happen, and they run the world. So it's basic psychology here, and they are geared up now, and it may not even be this year, folks. It may be next spring, but I'm telling you, just like Ron Paul said, before they leave office, they intend to attack that country. And if Iran lifts a finger to defend themselves, it's going to be called terrorism. The public is so dumbed down, they will actually, even though they're against the war, consciously, subconsciously, they're going to be drinking liquor, eating food, watching TV. A few that came over to the side of being anti-war will be swayed back over because they'll be associating the bombardment with their own personal power, even though they're fitting the bill for it and their name's being destroyed forever, the country's name's being destroyed forever. They don't care. And so you add this, and you can see the push the last month. I mean, they've been all over the map, CNN, MSNBC, Fox. Iran is run by vampires. They drink blood. They could kill us any minute. They want to nuke Israel. Doesn't matter if the CIA says they're 8 to 9 years away from even having a device, much less delivery. It doesn't matter if they attacked Israel, that Israel's got at least 400-plus nuclear weapons, submarines, long-range missiles, cruise missiles, fighter bombers, everything you can imagine. It doesn't matter that if Iran attacked Israel, they would become a glass parking lot. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that every major strategic expert that isn't a neocon says it's insane that gas will go to $9 a gallon bare minimum, $200 a barrel crude. It doesn't matter if the dollar will then plunge even further. It doesn't matter that it will fry the stock market. Because it gives the New World Order what it wants, and that's World War III. And then the wars, they're not going to stop in Iran. You don't think they're going to stop there, do you? You wanted to be drafted. You wanted to be on food stamps. You wanted to be on food rations. You wanted to have the local goon neighbor now in a black uniform telling you what to do and telling you better give them your wife or they're going to report you as a terrorist. You wanted to be slaves, yuppies and neocons and liberals. You wanted to follow Hillary. I look at the liberal scum. Man, they love her. She's 10 points ahead. I mean, as bad as Barack Obama is, you know Hillary's bad. They don't care. They like being lied to. They like being establishment. They like being fooled. Well, you're going to get to be in a real live empire then. You know, I got a lot I'm going to talk about. I'll get to your calls. And everybody's holding it, but I've got to cover this news. Cheney orders media to sell attack on Iran. Fox News, Wall Street Journal, instructed to launch PR blitz for upcoming military strike. The New Yorker magazine reports that Rubin had a conversation with a member of a top neoconservative institution in Washington who told him that instructions had been passed from the office of vice president to roll out a campaign for war with Iran in the week after Labor Day. It will be coordinated with the American Enterprise Institute, the Wall Street Journal, the Weekly Standard, and that's in commentary on Fox, the usual suspects, writes Rubin. And that's exactly how we've told you they do it. Those are the key talking points. People know to keep their jobs. They just go get that. They read what it says. That's why it's a little scary to have all of them attacking me, as they did 2 weeks ago. That was a talking point. I mean, I'm in White House talking points, folks, because I know their game plan. But I have to do it for my country and my family. Believe me, I don't, play with death. I don't tease bulls out in the middle of a field for no reason. They came for us. They came for the country. I, as an American, and in the fine tradition of being a good Texan, have to stand up against tyranny, no matter what the cost is, liberty or death, victory or death. And so they know who their enemies are. They know. There's not many of them. Most of the patriot leaders out there get a piece of it, or they think Roosevelt's going to save us, or they think, you know what I mean. They attack me because they know I've got their number. Fox and the Usual Suspects writes Rubin, it will be heavily sustained assault on the airwaves designed to knock public sentiment into a position from which a war can be maintained. Eventually, they don't think they will ever get majority support for this. They want something like 35 or 40% support, which in their book is plenty. Rubin subsequently confirmed with a second source that the propaganda coup had been launched and that the individual, another top neocon at a major think tank, had this to say about it. I am a Republican. I am a conservative. But I'm not a raging lunatic. This is lunatic. An organized mass media campaign to popularize for a military strike on Iran mirrors exactly what happened in late 2002 in preparation for the invasion of Iraq and would be seen as par for the course in anticipation of an attack that presidential candidate Ron Paul, amongst other expert observers, fear will take place within the next 12 months. And then it goes on into how they're bought and paid for and the proof of that. And this is what concerns me even more. We don't think, I said it at the time because I've learned to study these people and learn what their moves mean, learn what their jukes mean. That is, when they faint one way, I know they're going the other. That Tommy Franks was on government payroll. I said Pentagon payroll. I was right. It was exactly right. It wasn't hard. When he was all over TV and radio and print saying martial law's coming after the next attack. Gee shucks, it's too bad, but you know what? It's what the people want. It'll keep us safe. He created that idea or pushed it. And then I saw Governor Ridge introduce it 3 years ago, and I've seen others introduce it. And we got to get rid of Posse Comitatus, and now they're getting it all positioned. And now they have all the little birdies tweeting and saying that, and they've signed the executive orders and the PDDs, and they've got it all lined up. And that means they really are going to do it. They really are going to do it. And if you get out of line and bitch and complain, they'll just nuke Chicago and say, Al-Qaeda did that, are you going to complain anymore? Because if you don't do exactly what we say, more bombs are going to go off. More planes are going to fly into buildings. More people are going to die. And let me tell you, the majority of these cowardly soft scum out here will line up, and even in their gut, they'll know the government of the terrorist. But they won't be able to deal with the fear of that, and so they will just say it's Al-Qaeda. You see, when these top think tank experts go on Fox and go on History Channel and attack us and say, we say it's Al-Qaeda because we can't, or we say it's the government because we can't deal with the fear of it being Al-Qaeda. Now, weigh that statement. We say it's Al-Qaeda because let me restate that. I get to thinking and extrapolating out three or four other thoughts, then I get lost in what I was saying. We say that it's the government, that is the Patriot Truth Movement, because we're so afraid of Al-Qaeda. Let's weigh that. What's scary, having a government that runs everything, that's staging terror attacks, or some badly coordinated guys in a cave? Well, it's a lot more scary to have a corrupt, tyrannical government than on its face, that's a no-brainer, than to have badly coordinated people in a cave. And everybody knows that. But see, they're really telling you what they already know, but just the reverse of it. They know that we know it's an inside job. They know the majority in polls believe it's an inside job. But talking to your neighbors, you won't admit that most of the time. Because deep down, you want to believe it's Al-Qaeda, because that's a lot less scary. And they tell the truth in other ways when they say the terrorist attack is because they hate our freedom. The globalists hate our freedom, folks. That's why they attacked us. It's true. The terrorists attacked us because they hate our freedom. And then I have all this other news in front of me Remember, John Edwards came out and said he wants socialized health care. We're already being walked into that. We're already incrementally being brought into socialized health care right now. And then I see this headline. Those that have unhealthy lifestyles should not be given treatment. See, that's the next step. And I can't even do justice to that story of why is it a bad idea to have socialized health care, A. Well, because then they say you've got to get treatment. Then they say you've got to live up to their standards of health and eat what they say, and you've got to be surveilled and tracked and watched. Not to mention, then they can forcibly inject you with vaccines when they're a bunch of eugenicists. See, and there's hundreds of other reasons. But I hear people on talk radio calling in going, you know, it'll save lives. If my daddy would have got an earlier checkup, he wouldn't have died of cancer. Yeah, if we had angels running the health care, it'd probably be a good idea. We don't, folks. We have eugenicists running the policy and doctors that don't ask questions. So in Nazi Germany, do you want to have to be made to go see the doctor?
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Our story, Cheney orders media to sell attack on Iran, went on the front page of Dig, then it's supposed to move down as others go above it. They just erased it right out of the top queue. I watched them do it. They didn't have the Dig system works. It wasn't even buried. They just removed it. It's what they do. Just like Google Videos set all our hits again and took us out of the top 100 again, a whole bunch of our videos. They do everything they can to stop the truth from getting out, folks. Let you know how real this fight is, doesn't it? More often than not, I'd say 99 times out of 100, countries go bad and you get tyranny, and it's happening big and bad here. And you got millions of Americans who think they're part of the power structure, who go along with whatever they're told. Call Rivera. Let's get him on about 15 in. I want to be able to get to these calls when we start the next hour, at least these four or five in queue that have been holding the longest. I love to get Rivera's take on everything with the war and the rest of it. A little program note. I noticed Friday that all the shows had sold out for Endgame. And I thought, that's weird. Man, they really sold out quick. And then their shopping cart, their ticketing system over at the Alamo, had it set to only sell half the tickets online and make you buy the rest of the half at the door. And I found out that they'd done that this morning, so I had them change it to where you can buy 90% of the tickets online. Now, tonight is sold out. People went ahead and just bought them at the door. Tomorrow night, for some reason, has like 60 tickets left. You can go online right now. If you want to go see Endgame here in Austin, Texas, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, I'll be there giving a speech. Go to prisonplanet.com. It says at the very top, Endgame premiere, Alex Jones live in person. Click on that. It'll take you to to their area on the Alamo Drafthouse website. They've changed it now so you can buy tickets, 90% of the tickets, and then it'll say unavailable when those sell out. And then tomorrow night's almost sold out, but there are a few tickets left there, and then they leave like 20, 25 at the door you can still get. And so just if you want tickets, I want to see you there tomorrow night and the next night. And then there's tickets still available on the 17th. We're going to show it one more time there as well. Tickets are available. Sorry that folks got locked out and we're unable to get tickets. But if you want to get them online, you can do that right now at Infowars.com. If you've got a friend or family member or neighbor or coworker or pastor who isn't aware of what's happening in the New World Order, take them to see the film Endgame. It won't be out until mid-October, folks. This is your chance to get a sneak peek at it. All right. Again, we need to have a DIG revolt. DIG is thousands of places higher than WorldNet Daily, hundreds of places higher, millions of visitors a day on their main page than the Drudge Report. And when we get up there, we're able to really break out and have stories of supernova. Since we started using it to defeat the enemy, they admittedly go in and shut us down. We still slip through. About one out of 20 attacks connects through their defenses, and they claim it's a free market system where you voted up, but it isn't really that way. It's a fraud. We still are able to beat them even though they've got a stacked deck. And I think we need to have a DIG revolt over this. They had a few months ago a big DIG revolt where they covered up some other news information on there with a separate issue, and there was a DIG revolt. I'm asking for a DIG revolt. I'm saying post it hundreds of times. I'm saying go in there. I'm saying email them, complain. Google took martial law down for 2 months when it got 700 plus thousand views in 3 days. They just took it down. Your complaints made them repost it. It just suddenly reappeared, and they apologized and said it was an accident. Not an accident, folks. I say turn loose the dogs. Go after DIG. I've had enough of it. I've had enough of them posing and claiming that they're a real news organization and this real democratization when they're not. Turn the programmers loose. Turn everybody loose. And by that, I don't mean hack them. I mean the programmers to track how they do censor. That's been done before. All right? Just tear them up. They want to fight. Let's stop them.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.